Okay, Wendy, the recording is in process. Today is January the 8th.
Yep.
1 week after the Alabama Crimson Tide gets destroyed.
Destroyed.
By Indiana. Wendy, how are you doing?
Well, okay, listen. After the shock of it, because we were all together, me, you, and our sister Gina, we all came to Trey's house and watched the game with his family. And once you get over the shock of it, because it was shockingly bad, like we played really, really bad, I felt grateful. And I know what everybody's thinking, Wendy, of all the people, never in a million years, 2 years after Nick Saban leaves, did I think we'd be in an SEC championship game and get to the second round of the playoffs. Like, I really did not think that would happen at all. So I have to kind of be grateful for what we did get to this year, what we did accomplish this year. But, y'all, we look like trash against Indiana.
Okay, Wendy, if you have not listened to this before, this is Fourth of Wendy. My name is Trey. This is my sister, Wendy. We get on here and talk about Alabama football, SEC football, amongst other things. Wendy, the final score of this Indiana game, Alabama game, was Indiana 38-3, Wendy. And Indiana dropped an interception that would have probably made it 45. This could have gotten
out of hand.
Super, super ugly, Wendy. What we probably need to do, because we've all probably calmed down after this point.
I've calmed down.
Hey, let's go back to the day of the game, Wendy. Alabama comes out. I really thought Alabama was going to show up and play really well. And I thought Indiana was going to have a hard time playing as well as they have all year long. Wendy, Indiana actually played better than I thought they would play.
Yeah.
And Alabama just never looked like they ever gave themselves an opportunity. It was like they went to take a test and they got a 0 out of 100. There was there was nothing new that they showed. There was no, I got you, Indiana, because I've watched a lot of tape. None of that, Wendy. Indiana's just a machine. I mean, they are just a machine. And at some point, you just have to say, look, they're the better team. They deserve to win the game. And I'm disappointed that Alabama didn't play better. And it looked like we got pushed around some. But by the end of the game, I'd resolved myself to, this is who we were. We probably made it further than we thought we would, to
100%.
Be honest with you. Played a lot of close football games. Overall, Wendy, what is your grade of Kalen DeBoer?
For the season or that game?
The game, come on now. The season. We got to wrap up the season.
I mean, okay, for the season, I'm giving Kalen DeBoer a B. I'm giving him a B+, probably. I mean, here's the thing. Almost every game we played was like heart attack type mode throughout the whole entire game, okay? We lost the game to Florida State at the beginning of the year where we also looked like straight up trash and then went on this epic run for the next 6-8 weeks, however long it was again until we lost to Oklahoma. You know, the bright spots of the year for me were obviously beating Georgia. I mean, that was huge at Georgia. Night game in their house. That was just such a phenomenal, phenomenal game. I know everybody knows our fight song, beat Auburn and LSU and Tennessee too. We beat all three of them, beating Auburn, LSU, and Tennessee, shutting Vanderbilt down like we did, getting that off our back with Diego Pavia. All in all, Trey, I think we had a good year. I mean, this guy's still dealing with players that aren't 100% his players in his scheme. But at the end of the day, when you compare a lot of other teams who get new coaches, Tennessee, Auburn, I mean, some of these other guys that are going through coach after coach after coach, how can we not be excited about getting to the SEC championship game? And quite frankly, we were number one in the SEC this year in regular season. And two, make it to the second round of the playoffs. Listen, we got Oklahoma off our back. I mean, honest to goodness, I remember after winning that Oklahoma game, I was like, look, if that's all we do, I'll be happy. And listen, I think what it is as fans is it just doesn't even look like we prepared to play Indiana. Like, what was everybody doing that week? Or were y'all like enjoying the Rose Bowl celebration too much? Like, what? It just doesn't look like we practiced. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but that's how it felt to me. At the end of the day, I think, you know, putting our backup in second half, I think it did kind of give us a spark. The guys seemed to play a little bit quicker, a little bit faster. Guys were catching some balls. But Trey, listen, at the end of the day, did you think we'd be here 2 years after Saban? Like, I didn't. Listen, we were one away last year with Milroe. We were the first team out last year, and we made it in this year. What else can we ask for?
Yeah, I think the big deal is we're not dominant anymore. And to be honest with you, I think why I feel so good about the season is where we got to. I agree with you on that front, but we did not dominate. I'm trying to remember a game, an SEC game that we actually dominated.
We didn't.
And to be honest with you, when these 50-50 games come up and you're not dominating the team, to only really lose one SEC regular season game, I thought was a great, great thing by our coaching staff.
Yep.
I thought Ty Simpson, by the time the book got out on him, because remember, he's kind of a first-year starter.
Right.
By the time the book got out on him, he really had a difficult time making a transition. I don't know if teams really changed what they were doing. I didn't know if he kind of woke up and said, hey, I don't know that I was supposed to be this good.
Right.
I don't think Ty Simpson was as good as he was earlier in the season.
Agreed.
It has come out that Ty Simpson probably is going pro. It feels like that's a mistake to me, but to each his own. If an overall grade, Winnie, I'm going to give him a B as well. I mean,
right.
Alabama gets a B this year. Number one, I do want to shout out to all the players, all the coaches. Good job. I mean, y'all go out there and lay it on the line. We enjoy watching it. It's a totally different product than when Nick Saban was involved.
Yes.
It's actually more entertaining. I mean,
100%.
Because with Nick Saban, there was two or three games a year that were fun, and then the rest of them were like, well, this is over at halftime.
Right.
So entertainment value sky high.
Yes.
These players going out and laying it on the line, definitely appreciate that part of it. I mean, it's not easy to do. I think these seasons have become such a churn.
Yeah.
And I mean, these guys are out there blasting every single game. So overall, fun season. You know, I still think possibly Kalen DeBoer is going to have to make some adjustments and find a better identity for our team.
Right.
And the way our offensive line looked was just atrocious. Like, I don't understand how there's so much pressure on the quarterback. So, Winnie, all in all, great year. Had a fun time doing this. I think we're going to talk about some of these other games. But we might have to get on here after the national championship game. Wendy, you know, we obviously didn't want to not come on here after Alabama gets drilled. I'm talking about
drilled bad. Listen, here's the problem with being an SEC fan. So I'm an SEC fan. I'm an Alabama fan first, SEC fan second. And, like, I want to see SEC win everything, baseball, tennis, swimming, diving, golf, you name it. I want an SEC team to win that national championship. But right now, in my heart of all hearts, okay, there's a little bit of me, and this has never happened before, that just wants Indiana to drill every single person they play so our loss just does not look as bad. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. It was so bad that I couldn't even really be mad. It was, I know, like, normally at Trey will tell you, I get really upset. I get really, really worked up. And it was just like, it's almost like, you know, like in a baseball game, you know, or youth sports, a lot of y'all have youth kids out there, and you go and you play a team that just, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're taller, they're faster, they're coached better. Like, it all just looks completely different. That's how it felt. you know, yeah. and you just kind of knew you were going to get master blasted. I knew I was going to get master blasted by like the third drive of the game. I was like, there's zero way. Like, this isn't an Oklahoma type territory thing. We are going to get blasted. And I'm with you. The fact that we didn't get beat by more is crazy. I know we want to go into some of these other games. The only one small thing that made the loss better was Ohio State lost and Georgia lost. I mean, that made it a little bit better.
Yeah, so no, you're right, and we're going to get into some of those games, Wendy. And, you know, basically we got Nick Saban.
Yeah.
This is what other teams felt like when they played Alabama for a number of years.
Yeah.
Because you almost look out there and you're like, God, I mean, we might have to blow this whole thing up and like start something new. And how many programs and teams went through that after playing Alabama?
I mean, 100%.
Just like, if this is where we have to get to and this is what it looks like on the field, we're a long way away. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think Cignetti has got some guys that really fit in his system.
Right.
And time will tell with him. I mean, if he's the real deal, he's going to have to do it with bringing in new people every year. Going to be tougher to do. But I will say one thing. He has got it figured out at the moment.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say this.
We've enjoyed it.
What? We need to find out his cell phone number because, I mean, he was available 2 years ago when we got Kalen DeBoer. And, I mean, if DeBoer doesn't work out, I wouldn't be that upset with Kirk Cignetti. He reminds me a lot of Nick Saban. His mannerisms, the way he coaches his program, a lot of it reminds me of him. So listen, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if Kalen DeBoer. But listen, I want DeBoer to do well. I think the players really like him. There's not been a player come out that doesn't like. I think that the players like him, which Trey, me and you were just sitting on here talking. We're certainly not in the locker room gearing up to go play these games every week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
we're just talking crap. Yeah. I'm all for Kalen DeBoer. I mean, I think he's doing a great job, you know, and it's just a different era of football. So we get in past that game, Wendy. So the night before that Alabama game, you are correct. The Miami Hurricanes blast Ohio State.
Blasted.
Now, I know we're doing this a lot later. All this probably has already been said, but our shows on Thursday, and, you know, this is when we're doing our show. So Miami looks good. They beat Ohio State 24-14.
Right, looks good. Miami, I called you on the phone and was like, I don't want to play Miami. I was sitting here still thinking we would win, you know, beat Indiana. I was like, thank goodness I might not play Indiana. Y'all, Indiana looked real good on that night. Like, they looked, their defense, they were –
You're talking about Miami.
Miami, sorry. Y'all, Miami was punching people in the mouth. These people are pumped up. I mean, it was crazy how physical Miami looked in that game.
Michael Irvin on the sidelines, barking like a dog.
Yep.
Howling at the moon.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So let's get this out of the way. Oregon beats Texas Tech. Oregon beats Texas Tech 23-0. It comes to find out Texas Tech does not have an offense. I mean, like Texas Tech did not have an offense. Like, you always scream from the backup, Wendy. I was looking at the Texas Tech game and being like, my gosh, they've got to have a backup or run the ball every play, whatever.
Right.
Oregon moves on. This is a game of the night, Wendy, that I've talked to several Alabama fans, did not see the game because they were so disgruntled with the Alabama-Indiana game, was the Ole Miss-Georgia game.
Yep.
Ole Miss beats Georgia 39-34.
Crazy.
A crazy football game. Georgia was up by 9 points at one point, and I really thought Georgia was going to score and end this thing. I was going to go to bed early. Here comes Ole Miss and this shameless guy, this quarterback. They keep pecking away at it. And one of the more epic football games of the year, Ole Miss pulls out the victory and beats Georgia, Wendy. And Georgia 2 years in a row are knocked out the first time they play in the CFP. So hard to win football games. Ole Miss, can they continue, Wendy? We're going to get into that right now because we've got these games coming up. Shout out to everybody out there, Mom, Bob, everybody that listens, everybody on the text thread. Hope everybody is doing well. Thursday night, we have the Miami Hurricanes.
At what time?
Welcome to Miami.
Miami.
Miami is going to play Ole Miss tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wendy, I was out at lunch today. A lot of Ole Miss garb on. All of a sudden.
Everybody's an Ole Miss fan.
Everybody's an Ole Miss fan. Everybody went to Ole Miss. Everybody has a cousin at Ole Miss. More Ole Miss garb on today than I have seen in a while, Wendy. Ole Miss plays Miami at 6:30 tonight in the Fiesta Bowl. Wendy, what's going to happen out there in Steelers land?
First off, a shout out to Abigail because our niece did go to Ole Miss. She graduated from Ole Miss. So listen, she was there with the Lane train. Now she's on this Pete Golding. So I'm going to pull for Ole Miss tonight because Abby, and listen, I want the SEC to win. But y'all, I think this is going to be a heck of a game. So the way that I always look at Miami, Carson Beck especially, let me just say Carson Beck. I think Carson Beck is either going to be on or not on. And when he's on, he's electric. He can do no wrong. He plays great games. But as Alabama fans, we know Carson Beck, when he is not on, the team usually doesn't do as well. That's just my personal opinion. I believe this offense for Ole Miss is like kind of clicking on all cylinders. But, I mean, real high-scoring games, which leads you to believe defenses aren't doing as much. But here's the deal. Miami looks tough defensively, y'all. I mean, these kids look big. They look like, I don't know what they're doing in that locker room. I don't know how much creatine they're drinking. I don't know what's going on. But, y'all, they looked so good against Ohio State. What I'm looking for, hopefully, is a really good game and a win by Ole Miss. I mean, here's the thing. At the end of the day, I want the SEC to get to the final game, right? Secretly, I might want an Indiana to win, so our win doesn't look as bad. But I am definitely pulling for the Ole Miss Rebels tonight. It will be interesting to see if they have something for Miami's defense, though, because Miami's defense just looks so suffocating right now.
And I will say this. I don't know. I think I'm on the opposite line with you with Indiana. I don't really care if they get the ever-living crap made out of them. I don't know what that – I mean, Indiana, go get drilled. I don't care how my loss looks. I really don't. I want Indiana to get beat. That might be bad. I don't really care, but and I don't think they are. But anyway, Ole Miss, Miami, Wendy. Ole Miss, if you win a game like that last week, Wendy, I don't know how you're not sky-high confident.
Right.
Miami plays a muddier game. Miami plays a little bit more of a ball control game. And it's kind of funny. It's like I don't see either one of these teams running away with it. And as long as Ole Miss has their quarterback, Chambliss, I think they have got a good shot. Miami is a 3-point favorite.
Yeah.
I want Ole Miss to win. And I think Ole Miss will win the game.
I think so too.
You know, I think Miami is going to have a harder time winning the football game. Ole Miss runs an offense that is very hard to defend.
Right.
And some of Miami's losses, and I think one was to SMU and one was to, was it Virginia? I don't know who it was. Runs similar offenses to Ole Miss.
Right.
This is giving them some problems. And understand, the defense is designed by the offense for Ole Miss is designed by Lane Kiffin. And Lane Kiffin sets up offenses to make big issues for defenses.
They do.
I guess everybody does. But anyway, look for Ole Miss. They're going to be a great football game there. Now we're going to get to tomorrow, Oregon and Indiana, who we just talked about. No, we're jumping around on y'all, but Oregon, yep. Indiana, Wendy. Indiana is only a 3.5-point favorite over the Oregon Ducks. Going to be playing in Atlanta, Wendy.
Listen, y'all, they beat Oregon already. They're going to beat Oregon again. Oregon got the easiest train through this playoff that anybody else in the country did. Texas Tech was never – I mean, you could say that about Alabama, as bad as we looked, but come on, y'all. Like, I still don't know who Oregon is. I still don't know who they are. I really don't. I see Indiana blowing them out. Maybe not blowing them out. Oregon will probably pay better than Alabama did. But I absolutely see Indiana winning this game by 7 to 10 to 15 points. No ifs, ands, buts about it.
Well, this is you have a hard time not saying that about Indiana, Wendy.
Right.
Oregon and Indiana played earlier in the year. And I've said it 3 or 4 times on this podcast. I mean, Indiana did run away with that game late, but it was a closer game. I mean, I think that game was 20 to 20 at one point, and I think Indiana won that game 30 to 20.
Right.
So maybe this is a good matchup for Oregon.
Maybe.
Some of these games are good matchups. I'm not smart enough to understand what makes a good matchup and what doesn't. But Oregon kept it a lot closer than some other teams. Wendy, that is tomorrow night. Wendy, as we wrap up, are we going to be doing this anymore? What are you thinking on the end of the year? Because I think, don't we have to get on, do we get on before the national championship game, or do we wrap up the show for the year after the national championship game?
I mean, here's the thing, Trey. 99% of the people that listen to this game or listen to this show are Alabama fans. I mean, that's just the truth. I think we come on, say bye to everybody, give everybody a year wrap up, even though I feel like we did that today. So basically just regurgitate everything we just said and just talk about whoever won it. I think we do it afterwards, because here's the deal. At the end of the day, I love college football, but Alabama's not in it. I'm glad my season went till January 1st. I'm glad my season didn't end at the end of November. And I'm thankful for how far we got. Like I said, with the two-year coach, never saw this happening. Never. I thought it was going to be like the walk of tears, like for years and years trying to figure out how to get back to where we needed to be. So here's the thing. At the end of the day, Trey, I think coming back after the end of the season, talking about our plans for the year, saying thank you to all of our listeners is probably the best way to go. But if you want to get on here, see, you have a job. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't work, so yeah. I can do a little bit more than you can do. You're the one that's busy. Trey, for all we know, you've had a baby by then.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Baby Watch 2026.
That's right.
It's not supposed to be until the end of the month. Right now drinking a lot of raspberry green tea.
Yep.
We're doing a curb walking.
Yep.
So if y'all, my wife's pregnant and you know, supposed to give, now the due date's not until the 27th of this month.
Right.
She's doing a lot of curb walking, which I thought was just this weird thing, but people have brought it up. A lot of raspberry tea.
Yep.
I don't know, Wendy. We'll see. Everything's going well with that though. We'll be on Baby Watch. Wendy, yeah, we'll probably at least get on after this. But listen, to everybody out there that's listened, we really appreciate it. All
yes.
the input. Me and Wendy have a great time doing this.
We do.
We have a great time interacting with people and hearing people's opinion. And Wendy, you got anything else before we wrap this thing up?
Yeah. Have we heard from Barry? Big Bow Wow, big Georgia fan. Have not. What about Jacob?
Nope.
Neither.
Nope. No.
Bow Wow.
No, here's the thing with Barry. We know Barry's a huge Georgia fan.
Huge Georgia fan.
You know, after Alabama lost to Indiana, I was going to call Barry.
Right.
Then I was like, I don't really feel like, you know, another game, his game's coming on, really feel like talking. Then Georgia gets beat.
Right.
Then I really did kind of want to talk to him and see what he was thinking, but didn't. I was like, if I didn't call him after we lost, I'm not going to call him after they
he
lost.
Right.
That's a little uncouth. Have not talked to Barry. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll talk to Barry.
You got to talk to Barry.
Before we get back on and see what he
what
says.
What if we could talk Barry into coming in on the end of the season show to talk about Georgia's grade, and we are talking about Alabama's grade? That would be a pretty good show.
All right, I'll see if he wants
He probably won't do it, but you know, when he did come on, it was one of our highest rated shows. Barry does a really good job.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing about Barry is he comes on and gives some facts and some like, knowledgeable stuff. So,
yeah. There's no, there's nobody like me sitting here talking about stuff that I'm not sure if that's the right statistic or not.
It's unbelievable. Wendy,
it is unbelievable.
Overall, the bowl season to me was a dud for the
done.
SEC. The
Listen,
SEC
bowl season's over. It's
slaughtered.
Over. So, but here's the thing, Trey. They're going to get slaughtered. I don't know what they're going to do about bowl games, but they've all gotten ridiculous. Nobody wants to play in them. All the kids are opting out, which let me tell you this. I'm going to be pissed if my son was a player playing in the Pop-Tart Bowl and gets a broken leg, right, from some Illinois. Like, no. I totally understand the opt-outs. I don't know what they're going to do about bowl season to save it. The only thing that I can see saving bowl season is plausibly doing some things literally at home, meaning bowls are played on college campuses. That might give a little bit more. But basically at this point, Trey, it's your second string or third string in there, and you're basically, it's a practice game. To me, that's what it is. So bowl season, when they came with the playoffs, when it went to four teams, it started ruining it. And now that we're to 12, it's really ruined it. And when they take it to 16, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, they got to figure something out. And hopefully, yeah. College football will dial it in, Wendy. But a disastrous SEC, and maybe this year the Big Ten and some of these other conferences are better than the SEC. I don't really know what.
Let's slow down. We've still got one in there. It's called Ole Miss, and Ole Miss is going to have to get in there, take one for the SEC team, and get in there and get it done. Okay, Oregon. Somebody's getting taken out tonight too. Oregon or Indiana. It's going to leave one of each. Plausible.
You're gonna have ACC versus Big Ten or SEC versus Big Ten.
Right, but we all know the ACC sucks, except for Miami. Like, we all know that. Trey, the ACC was this close to not getting anybody in. Now, come on, Mike. If one team is good at the ACC, right? Like,
well, what about the Big Ten? Are we better than the Big Ten?
100% all day, every day. Let's not get out of control here, guys. Like, let's not. Trey, that's out of control. Listen, till I die, the SEC is the best conference that's ever walked on the face of this earth. And I will say that until my last dying breath. Because all you got to do is look at all the national championships that are won, not just this one sport. Let's look at all of them. If somebody's bored, Bob the stats guy wants to figure out how many national championships across the board the SEC has won, I'd be interested. Now, if I'm wrong and it's the Big Ten or ACC, don't tell me. Because I'm sitting here to believe that it's the SEC.
That's right, Wendy. I love you. Hey, hottie toddy.
Hottie toddy.
Let's go Ole Miss, baby. I will be pulling for Ole Miss. Great Cinderella story. I love you. Everybody out there, thank y'all for listening and watching. Wendy, we will talk to you next week when we get this thing wrapped up.
All right, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Love you, babe.
Love you. Bye.
All right, bye. We'll be right back.